proclamation number 8397 dated the January 30th, 1963. Spiritual state before the crucifixion. Book of Books. You humans often wonder why my eternal plan of salvation is not clearly and distinctly mentioned in the Book of Books so that all people would be able to know what forms the basis of their human existence. Consequently, you doubt the revelations which inform you of this in depth. However, you should bear in mind that people's spiritual state before my birth would not allow for such knowledge, that people would have been unable to understand it, because prior to my crucifixion my adversary still ruled supreme and he would never have allowed any light. Instead, the darkness constantly increased since only a few people kindled a light within them as a result of their life of love. Although they knew of the God who had created them, they lacked all deeper realization and therefore also the knowledge of their relationship with their God and Creator. They certainly knew that I expected them to abide by my commandments which had been imparted to them through enlightened people, whom I had sent to earth for the purpose of instruction. And had they lived their life according to my commandments, they would indeed have gained a small degree of realization. But the knowledge about everything that was still hidden from them could never have been academically taught, for their intellect would have been unable to grasp it, and their souls, due to their still unredeemed original sin, were not highly mature either. For this reason even the prophets were generally reluctantly listened to, because people, had they cared to heed them, would have had to limit their pleasure in life. There were only ever a few exceptions with the desire to be obedient to their God and Creator and to be of service to Him. And in individual cases they were indeed granted knowledge which they recorded but which did not remain preserved when my adversary's influence on people became increasingly stronger, so that their spiritual state, shortly before my birth, was exceptionally low, and therefore no longer receptive to such knowledge. Then I myself came to earth and brought a light into this extraordinary darkness. But even then my light was only able to shine where my adversary was unable to assert himself, where the desire to live according to divine order motivated people to live a life of love. I was able to grant a small light to them already and enlighten them about their relationship with their God and Creator. Nevertheless, even these instructions only took place from person to person, because I knew every individual's degree of maturity and prevented that these, too, would be turned into academic knowledge, which indeed could have been passed on through tradition but which would have remained incomprehensible to anyone who had not yet ignited a light within himself through love. Through my act of salvation the original sin had been redeemed and my spirit was able to work within a human being whose kind-hearted activity allowed for it. For even then I taught that love is the most important. Anyone who lived up to this commandment was also instructed by my spirit and attained the knowledge he needed in order to fulfill his purpose of earthly life. And this is what you need to fully mature in your soul. The psychological work is paramount and everything that induces you to do carry it out will be sent to you by my spirit. And the wishes of anyone with a deep desire to penetrate more profound wisdom will indeed be granted. But since only a few people awaken their spirit to life, a traditionally imparted knowledge would only confuse them as long as they are still spiritually unenlightened. For this reason, no such knowledge has been recorded on my instructions either, for anyone would be able to attain it if he seriously wanted to penetrate my plan of salvation. Yet for the majority of people who live indifferently and who are satisfied with the spiritual knowledge they receive by educational means, it would never be a blessing if all correlations were clearly explained, for they consist of such profound spiritual reasons which the intellect cannot grasp but presuppose an awakened spirit in order to be comprehended. No one who seriously strives for it is denied the right realization, but this also necessitates compliance with my will, which is revealed to all people and which all people know because they are also told by the inner voice, by the voice of conscience, what they should or should not do. And since my adversary's only intention is to spread darkness and to fight against all light, he will also always influence people such that they themselves will prevent all inner enlightenment, and he will also try to present the truth in such a distorted way to people that they will lack all understanding for knowledge which deeply penetrates my plan of creation and which requires precisely this awakened spirit. That which is contained within the Book of Books is completely sufficient for the complete maturing of the human soul provided everything is being heeded. Yet even this content is beyond most people's understanding, for the letters will remain dead as long as they are not read with an awakened spirit. And this applies to all knowledge which time and again is transmitted to earth through revelations and is pure truth. This, too, will only be correctly understood and utilized by someone who is willing to love and who is spiritually awakened, and he will then be able to penetrate the deepest secrets and understand my eternal plan of salvation. Amen.